The Liban settlement is one of the many that have appeared in Baidoa town in southern Somalia. Established in mid-January, it has seen a rapid increase in new arrivals, especially women, children, and the elderly. There's also been an increase in the number of acute watery diarrhea and cholera cases, especially among the newcomers. Habiba Ahmed is with her mother at the Baidoa Regional Hospital's Cholera Treatment Center.
My mother is suffering from diarrhea and vomiting, but she's much better now. She has good doctors, good medical care, and she's being treated with chlorine and oral rehydration salts.
John Ging, the director of operations for UN OCHA, was a member of a delegation visiting the hospital.
There are now over 150,000 people that have been newly displaced in Baidoa because of the drought. So we have come from the headquarters of the United Nations and international NGOs to see the situation and then to rapidly support the response.
Baidoa town was the delegation's first leg of a tour that also took them to the port of Kismayo in Jubaland State on Somalia's southern frontier to assess the drought's impact on people. At Kismayo General Hospital, UN officials met with a recovering patient named Barwako Mohammed.
I got sick with diarrhea while looking after a sick child in the hospital. I was admitted in this ward. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing much better. I was admitted suffering from diarrhea and vomiting, but now I'm recovering.
The delegation also held discussions with authorities in the southwestern Jubaland states and agreed to speed up the response to the drought. Here's the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, Peter de Klerk.
Talked about how we can work together towards fighting the drought and to prevent a famine from happening, so to make sure that people get the type of assistance that they deserve. And we need the cooperation of the Southwest authorities very much in terms of making sure that this camp is safe, that we can build toilets and latrines here in this camp. So we need that cooperation to work together towards fighting the drought and the famine and the acute watery diarrhea and cholera situation.
The UN is asking for $825 million in aid for the first half of 2017 to avert a famine in Somalia. In 2011, 250,000 people died from a famine there, partly because the international community was too slow to respond, the UN humanitarian agency OCHA warns. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.